The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, April 2nd. Hopefully you didn't get caught too many times yesterday. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, today is April 2nd, which means that yesterday was April 1st. I know you, and you're pretty smart, so nobody got you. I believe it. Maybe George Kittle did, though. San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle was in the April Fool's Day spirit, took to social media, pranked, a bunch of people seemingly, and joked that he was leaving the 49er faithful. Shout out, of course, to Kyle Posey and Rob Stats Guerrera, and that he was heading to Duval County to join the Jacksonville Jaguars. False. Not true. Something that is true, though, George Kittle's $11.5 million, rounding up, million-dollar base salary for 2022 became fully guaranteed on Thursday. That is not a joke. That is very serious. Cool beans for George Kittle. Let's move on to actual NFL news, though. The sister of Los Angeles Chargers controlling owner Dean Spanos is petitioning a California court to put one-third of the team's ownership stake up for sale. We are still very early in this potential story, and this is certainly something that's worth watching. Obviously, a third of the Chargers could be up for sale, which would mean a third of the Chargers could be bought by somebody that is not a member of the Spanos family. A very interesting prospect to consider, especially when you consider that the Chargers obviously reside in Los Angeles. The Chargers now have a brand new stadium, granted that they share with the Rams, in SoFi Stadium, which incidentally will host the Super Bowl this year, the season in which we're all expecting to take the NFL to new heights financially by way of the new television contracts, etc., etc. The point here is that even one-third of an NFL franchise, specifically one located in one of the largest markets in the country, could be worth quite the pretty penny. Speaking of the Super Bowl, though, obviously the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won it a couple of months ago. Well, we know how the Buccaneers are bringing back every starter, blah, blah, blah. We've heard that story 1,000 times. The Bucs are really trying to bring back everybody. Antonio Brown of the Bucs, though, have reportedly talked about reuniting, but are, quote, not close on money right now, according to NFL Network. We will see what happens with Antonio and the Buccaneers, but Tampa is busy still, even after bringing back all those starters. They officially picked up defensive tackle Vita Vea's fifth-year option. You will recall that Vea, of course, was the 2018 first-round pick of the Buccaneers, the class of 2018 first-rounders, the first to have their fifth-year option values fully guaranteed. Now, something that's going on is NFL owners' meetings. They're deciding on stuff. They're getting ready to decide on stuff. All the important stuff that happens in, the Football League of National. And, they decide on things besides money and whatever. They decide on rules. And they generally have to put these things to a vote. I say generally, even though that happens all the time. And for a proposal from a team, that is, to be taken into effect, it has to be adopted by 75% of the league owners. That's 24 of the 32. We have seen good rules come from this. We've seen really bad ones, like the one that the league did to appease Sean Payton with the pass interference thing. But there are several that are very interesting, and we'll see how many of them take. But the one that is garnering the most controversy, the most opinion, comes by way of the Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out, of course, to Pete Sweeney. The Chiefs are proposing, per Rule 5, Section 1, Article 2, I did not make that up, to expand jersey number options for certain positions. If you did not know, maybe you're a fan of the college football game, in the NFL there are rules in terms of what jersey numbers you can wear. Nobody can wear number 0. April. Quarterbacks can only wear numbers 1 through 19. You'll never see a quarterback wearing number 20 or beyond. Running backs can only wear numbers, 20 through 49. Obviously, you know, this applies to different positions. They have different rules, and they've adjusted those in years past. Now, for example, linebackers can wear numbers in the 40s. That didn't used to be a thing. Now, down linemen can wear numbers in the 50s. That didn't used to be a thing either. And so the Chiefs, though, they want to see something, you know, we've never really seen before. They want to see a running back in number 5. They want to see a wide receiver in number 7. They want to see a defensive back in number 1. Personally, I'm super against this. I know, call me old, call me traditionalist, call me whatever. I like the way the NFL works from a number standpoint. Some numbers fit. Some numbers make sense. What are you doing, Chiefs? I know you're bothered that you lost the Super Bowl this past year, but focus on the football. Don't try to ruin this thing for the rest of us. I digress. Let's get back to things happening with NFL teams, though. This is interesting. The New York Jets, who do hold the second overall pick, which will be used now, 27 days from today? The New York Jets website has quarterback Sam Darnold, who is not in the rookie class that we are about to see, pictured on the 2021 ticket information. So the Jets are saying, hey, come buy our tickets for our 2021 season. And the player who they are promoting, who they are advocating seemingly in this production, in this selling capacity, is Sam Darnold. Are the Jets playing chess while we're all playing checkers? Are they not doing anything? Is it just, you know, standard? What's going on, Jets? We have to know. Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts signed defensive back Sean Davis to a one-year deal, and the Detroit Lions signed a defensive back Corn Elder to a one-year deal. One-year deal is very popular this offseason. Finally, it was announced late on Thursday that the Atlanta Falcons will host one of their home games in London next season. Specifically, the Atlanta Falcons will host one of their games at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in 2021. We've seen a number of NFL games happen there already. Obviously, none this past year due to the pandemic. We spoke, obviously, this past week about how the NFL is adding a 17th game, but as Rob Stats, Guerra, and I discussed, one of the low-key changes that the NFL made is that every team has to play at least one international game every 8 years. And that does technically begin in 2022, but the Atlanta Falcons will be playing in London in 2021. That about does it for all of the latest news and stories and headlines when it comes to the NFL here on the Daily Kickoff on the SB Nation NFL Show. We love you. We hope you love us. And if you do, make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating, write a review. Have the best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you Monday.